Welcome to the Going Deeper podcast, where we take Sunday's sermon and go deeper so that we might know God's word and be transformed by it. We talked about the power of prayer on Sunday as Jesus cursed that fig tree, and then the next day they walk by it and the disciples are amazed. And you can imagine what is going through the mind of these disciples. They walk by, these 12 guys are walking by. Peter's the spokesman for them. And as they're walking by this fig tree, they remember what Christ said the day before when he spoke to the fig tree and he cursed it. And he said, no more fruit is going to come from you. And as they're walking by, I can just imagine these guys talking, you know, kind of giving the elbow. Guys, hey, look at the fig tree. The one that Jesus spoke to yesterday. It's withered. It's completely dead. We walked by it yesterday and the leaves look so green and so lush and so amazing. But look, it's completely withered now. It's dead. Remember when Jesus spoke to that? And Peter, being the spokesman then for them, says, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. As if Jesus didn't know. Yeah, of course, that's what I said, guys. Remember when I said yesterday that there's going to be no more fruit ever produced from it again? I cursed it. That's the power that I have. And these guys are amazed. They're amazed at the power of God on display. The power of God is on display in Christ. As they're walking by there, they see that. And when Peter says, he's reminded of what Christ said the day before, and then he says, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. The power is on display. And what does Jesus say? He answers and says, have faith in God. Now, we talked about how that seems like a weird transition there, kind of a weird answer. Why would Jesus say, have faith in God? Why doesn't he say, well, of course, guys, because I spoke to it. But he takes their attention and he puts it toward God. And he says, guys, you need to have faith in God. Yes, that's the power that I have. That's the power of God on display. And have faith in him. And we talked about it. It's not about the quantity of our faith, but it's the object of our faith. Who do we have faith in? Do we have faith in God? And specifically in our prayer life, do we trust God who has all power to do all that he wills? Do we realize and recognize when we go before the throne of God in prayer, we are going before the God who spoke all things into existence? Out of nothing, he spoke it all into existence by the power of his word. It's the power of his word. When you look around at creation, are you in awe of the power of God? We should be. When we look at the God's amazing creation, you look at the mountains, you look at the trees, you look at the birds. When you look at all of the things that God has created and God spoke it all into existence, we should be like those disciples, amazed. Amazed at the power of God. It's on display for us every single day. And therefore, what should our response be? Well, exactly what Jesus said. Have faith in God. In that God who is all powerful. And here's the amazing thing. We have access to that God. We have access to God who has all power and all authority and all sovereignty over the entire world. When I think about this and the power and us having access to that power, it reminds me of Ephesians chapter 1 and what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, he says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." That is, bless God, give glory and praise and adoration to God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Do you realize that? That God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Why? Because he has all power, all authority, all sovereignty over all things. And we have direct access to him, to the one who has all power. Through Christ, us as believers have access to the throne of God. We have access to the power of God. But I think oftentimes in our prayer life, we don't think about that. We don't think about the power of God. Oftentimes in our prayer life, we think about us. And we come before God and got all these problems and all these things that are going on. And oh Lord, if you would just answer everything that I want to have happen, and prayer becomes about us. Instead of prayer becoming about God and his will and his power and having faith in him in the midst of our prayer. Because isn't that what prayer is? That's exactly what prayer is, right? Prayer is going before God saying, God, I trust you. It's an act of faith. It's an act of trust in God. Of saying, God, I can't do anything about this. God, I know that you're the God of the universe and you can do all that you want. When we go before God in prayer, we're saying, God, I trust you. I trust in you. That's the heart that we need to have when we go before God and realize and recognize the power that we have access to. And that's why Jesus says in Mark 11:24, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and they will be granted you. Now, again, we have to understand the context of this verse in light of what Jesus says about prayer, what he teaches us about prayer throughout the Gospels. That is, as Jesus teaches the disciples to pray, he tells them, your will be done, right? On earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done. That's how we're to pray. So when he says, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, that doesn't mean pray and ask for the car and just picture the car being there in your driveway, as false teachers will tell you. If you just imagine that, you just dream it. Dream that that will be there and it will come to pass. No, that's not what Jesus is saying here. We believe because we go to the throne of God who has access or who has power over all things. He has power to do all according to his will. We're just called to go before him and pray and ask. Ask God. Now, how will I know then what God's will is? Well, if God answers yes to that prayer, that's his will. When God answers no, that's not his will. Or you could look at it the other way and say, that is his will. His will is that request, that prayer, not be answered the way that you want it to be answered. Because he knows what's best for you. Because he loves you and he cares for you. You're his child. And he wants you to continue to come to him in prayer, trusting that his will be accomplished. And that's what prayer is. It's trusting in God. And you and I have access to the power, the God of the universe, who is going to accomplish everything according to his will. But he tells us to ask, to pray. And when we pray, we grow in our relationship with God. We come and commune with God, and we draw closer to the heart of God. And therefore, when we look at the world that is crumbling around us, we don't begin to become anxious. We don't begin to worry because we trust in Him. We trust in His complete sovereignty over it all. And that trust is shown through prayer as we come before God. And that's why Jesus says, present, active, imperative, have faith in God. That is continuously have faith always in God. Do we go before the throne with that heart, trusting God with everything that we ask of Him? That's how we're to approach the throne of God, to come before Him in prayer. I hope that this encourages you and helps you to understand and recognize the power that you have access to when you go before God in prayer, and that this grows you in your prayer life. Look, none of us can say, I pray too much. No one can say that. You know, my Christian walk, things are going really well. Yeah, I just pray a little bit too much, though. No, we can't say that. What does Paul say in 1 Thessalonians? Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. I would say all of us can pray more. We should pray more, because prayer is showing our faith and our trust in God. When we go before God in prayer, we are saying, God, I trust You. And we have access to the God who has all power and all authority and all dominion and all sovereignty over everything. May you grow in your prayer life and grow in your faith in God. I hope that this encourages you, edifies you, equips you to be a follower of Christ who fully depends upon Him and grows in your faith in God. Have a blessed week.